It's like he saw a lot of things while that was happening.
Huh.
And he's saying that, they get just as shocked as what other people do. So he is saying he was really freaked for a while, and this wasn't too long ago, huh?
No, it wasn't.
So he's just still getting his footing on the other side. I do hear them talk about that, where we think again they get to the side, they got it all together, they know they're on the other side, right? They know everything that they can do, but it's not true. It is a thing like when we get on the other side, they have to do, sometimes people have to do some sorting out, especially if they didn't believe in that kind of thing. So it is, like say if they were real staunch Christian and believed I was a bad person, so I'm going to hell. And so then they get to the other side and they go, oh, wow. And they're kind of like waiting for the left shoe to drop and it never happens. And so they go, oh, well, this must be it. I was waiting for something else to happen. So he was saying even when he got to the other side, he was free. He could see everybody. He could follow everybody around. He had a really hard time getting into where he was at. And he's like an actor. Did he actually do acting, or he was just a person that was the party favor?
He was just the life of the party.
Yeah, so he's still that way. I'm gonna tell you that. And he's still that way. And he was that way. He was that way when he first got to the other side too. And he's again, I'm gonna have to repeat everything he's saying, and I'm trying to analyze in there, but he's not helping you with that much. So he was the kind of guy that was like all over the place, right? That he could start a sentence and then he end up over here on this other sentence, and two of them don't have anything to do with it. He's extremely excited to see you, by the way. Very,
Okay.
very excited to see you. He did love you over and beyond as much that you knew, and even more than what he knew. And he his one of his regrets is not being able to see his way through with the wedding. So you guys didn't get married, right?
Right. Yeah, we were supposed to get married in August and he passed in February.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah, and again, he's saying so freaky. He uses that word a lot. He uses that word a lot. It was just so freaky. It was just so freaky. It's like even now, he still has a hard time with fitting that into his own reality. And there's something here when you guys, when you're saying stuff about this, feel free. So he actually at some point had a drug addiction. Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, and so that's what he's talking about is like it took him some time to realize that he's not addicted anymore, which is very interesting because I've had another person who did a lot of drugs on Earth that they, in a conversation, they realized that they didn't have that angst that people that are addicted have. Like if even if they're not doing the drugs, they feel like this anxiousness all the time, this
Yeah.
thing in their chest all the time. And so that's what he's telling me is it took some time to for him on the side after his death to realize he didn't have that anymore, and that he wasn't restricted in the same way that he was on Earth. And I do see that because they I've been doing this all my life. I was born this way. That's my excuse for this. I just had to establish I'm not a schizophrenic. So, and after 30 years in business, I think I got that established. But he is saying it took him some time to adjust to that and to realize, and he did have the help of some friends on the other side. He has two or three other people that he pretty much sees. One of them is like a Pete. That he sees that, and Pete evidently either died in a bike accident or a motorcycle accident. Because he's calling it a bike. And so it took him some time to figure this thing out, that things associated with the body don't exist anymore. And I think that is probably maybe the biggest trip I see when we get to the other side, that you go, oh, you know, my feet don't hurt anymore. You know, my heart doesn't hurt, because when you're on the other side, you still see yourself as a whole person. You still, you know, it's like if you look down, you see your feet. If you look down, you see that you got work boots on, you know, or that you got high top tennis shoes on. So he's got a thing here too. So he liked these high top tennis shoes.
I don't know. Nikes, maybe?
Huh?
I said some Nikes, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. They remind me of those. I don't know what's currently out there because I don't have any kids around anymore. But it's like the old, I don't know what they used to, I don't think they call them Keds. I don't know what it was, but they're like these high tops. So I don't know if that's like a current thing or something like that, but what I do is when they show me themselves and they show me like different parts, sometimes they'll show up and they want me to describe what they're wearing, and whatever they're wearing has everything to do with what they've been doing. So anyway, he's got these high top tennis shoes on and he is in shorts. But it looks like the kind of shorts that you actually wear if you're playing basketball. So,
okay.
So was he a basketball player?
He was just an all-around athlete.
Yeah. So, well, he's got these shorts on and they're baggy and they go, you know, kind of almost down to his knees. They're not any kind of short. He's got a baggy shirt on and it looks like the shirt is orange and white. And it does look like it is some kind of a sports shirt that actually has like those little breathy holes in it. You know what kind of material I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yep. So he's got that on and he can do whatever he wants with his hair. So I don't know if his hair was a big deal, but he's acting like his hair was a big deal.
It was because he was balding prematurely and he hated it.
Ah, so I guess that's why it's such a big deal. Because he says that he was letting it grow. And now he's got it short and now he has it back. And what I would explain too is also we change looks when we get to the other side. And this is my theory, is that we go back to looking like we did at our highest vibration. At the highest point in our life, we go back and look like that. And so like say if the highest point of your life was when you were 18, then you can go back to that appearance of being 18. So sometimes it throws people off because maybe their mom shows up and mom had, you know, gray brown hair, but she'll show up and she's got red brown hair and looking younger than what they are. So I have seen that. Not everybody does that, but he's got his head shaved now, like, I don't know what they call that. That's not a mullet. I don't know the name of it, but what I will tell you is he's got it. He's got it shaved like where they shave it all around the head, but then the top is really full.
Okay.
The top is really fun. He's telling me, like,